Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. One branch of Emunah is called Emunat Hachamim, believing in the veracity of the words of our sages. At the time of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara tells us Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai met up with the Roman general Vespasian, and he told him, "Peace be upon you, Emperor." Vespasian told Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai that he was obligated in the death penalty because he was not the emperor. Nero was. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai then replied, "I know for a fact you are the emperor because you are about to destroy our temple." And it says in the Pasuk, "V'halibanon ba'adir yipol," the Lebanon will fall by the mighty. And my rabbis have taught the word Livanon refers to the Beit HaMikdash and the word Adir refers to an emperor. Only an emperor will be able to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Right after that conversation, a messenger came and told Vespasian, the emperor Nero committed suicide and he was appointed the new emperor in his stead. The Manchester Rosh Yeshiva pointed out from this story the absolute emunah that Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai had in the words of the sages. The Pasuk did not clearly say that an emperor will destroy the Beit HaMikdash. It was only through the Derashot of Hazal that this interpretation came to light. Hashem ensures to plant in every generation Chachamim, who will lead the people in the way that they need to be led. And we also have a mitzvah to believe in our Chachamim. The Sefer Midrash Shemuel writes, part of believing in the words of the Chachamim is believing in their advice and their guarantees. A man told me, his father ingrained in him from a young age to have Emunat Chachamim. In the year 2010, he was already 37 years old and still not married. His rabbi came over to him one day and said, "You need to learn Torah every single day." The man replied that he has a difficult schedule, and he has to rush to work. He didn't have the time. The rabbi then said, "If you will commit to learn Torah every single day, from 6:15 a.m. sharp until 7, I guarantee you, you'll be engaged by Tu Bishvat." This conversation took place in the beginning of November, and Tu Bishvat was just a few months away. The man believed in the words of his rabbi, and therefore, the next day, he showed up at 6:10 and made sure to be there on time. And for the next few months, he ensured to always be early to fulfill his part of the deal. The week of Tu Bishvat, he got engaged. And he has been learning ever since, but the story didn't end there. Baruch Hashem, a year later, he and his wife had a beautiful baby girl. But then his wife had trouble conceiving. 3 years went by without a child. They went to Israel at the end of January for a vacation, and while they were there, the man went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to get a beracha to have a child. He said, "It's been 3 years that my wife has been having trouble conceiving." And he added that he really wanted a baby boy. When Rav Chaim saw him, he told him to remove the jewelry he was wearing. At that time, the man had a bracelet and a ring on that were both very sentimental to him. He asked why, and then found out the rabbi held it was forbidden because it was ladylike. The man then told Rav Chaim, "I will listen to anything the rabbi tells me to do, but can the Rav please give me a guarantee that I will have a baby boy?" Rav Chaim said yes. This man testified, exactly 9 months and 1 day from that meeting, his wife gave birth to a healthy baby boy. He believed in the words of the Chachamim, and Hashem rewarded his belief We are not supposed to veer from the words of our rabbis to the right or to the left. It's a mitzvah to listen to our chachamim. And like all mitzvot, Hashem will reward us for our efforts. Have a great day.